The Lesson from the Little Bird. A lesson God taught me many years ago may shed some light on how to transfer our stressful efforts into trusting Him to take total control. At the time, my house backed up to a golf course where I would walk and pray in the early evening after the course closed. This particular night, I stopped and laid back on the grass by a large pond. I was going through a lot of struggles at the time with the church I was pastoring. It seemed there was no possible solution as the problems were numerous and without answers. As I laid on my back looking up at the sky, I saw a tiny bird about 20 or 30 feet above me flying around in a circle. He was working so hard, his little wings flapped nonstop, as vigorous and fast as they could go. I did not understand as there was not a tree in sight, and this little bird seemed to flap his wings faster and faster for no visible purpose. He worked so hard with so little results. I just laid on the grass and patiently watched him go round and round the seemingly perfect circle directly above me. The higher he rose, the less he worked. He began to glide a little and flap a little less. As I watched, his altitude was gaining great heights as he used his wings less and less until he didn't use those little wings at all. All of a sudden, his flight went so high he disappeared totally out of sight. As I lay there, I realized this little bird was sent from God all for my purpose. What God spoke to my heart that day changed my life and gave me a new meaning to let go and let God. The little bird struggled along, going in circles, wearing himself out, until he began learning to use what God ordained for him to rise above the circumstances. He experienced that he could ride the currents of the gentle breeze to raise himself higher with less effort. He could totally depend on the wind to take him to unlimited heights. There were no trees to stop and rest. The rest was in trusting the gentle wind. The wind would take him so high that he disappeared. God gives us the winds of faith to ride higher and higher each day. The higher we go, the smaller our everyday circumstances seem to be, until we become so consumed by God, we will be raptured out of these circumstances into His very presence. From on high, we see clearly the cause of our earthly circumstance and the cure. We need no trees to rest on, as He is our rest. We are now abiding in the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. God gives us everything we need to live happy and victoriously every day of our lives, soaring around in circles like the little bird. The circle is the symbol of eternity, and when we meet Him in the clouds on that glorious day, we will forever be with the Lord eternally. Again, motivated by love, He does it all. Will we ever learn to just trust in Him?